Okay, this hour we'll continue our conversation with Joshua Abraham and also, of course, take your phone calls about the devil on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back with Joshua Abraham. We'll get to your calls in just a second. Josh has a Facebook account, by the way, which we've got linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. So with this theory, Joshua, that these are demons, they're coming from what, other dimensions? Where are they coming from?
Well, keep in mind that we have to look at the Theosophical Society member, Aleister Crowley. He actually drew a depiction of a demon that he summoned, giving him the message of the New Age. This illustration looks exactly like a mainstream gray alien that we all know about. These abductions of the UFO phenomenon mirror satanic abductions and report many accounts of forced sexual activity, extracting of reproductive fluids and organs, impregnation of females, children are present at the time of the abduction, and killing of animals is very common. Also, the two main types of demons that appear in satanic occult rituals are the same two types that these so-called aliens appear at the abduction experience of the UFO phenomenon. These are the grays and the reptilians. Apparently, from the abduction reports, it appears that the grays mainly do all the work and a reptilian stands behind them and seems to supervise the abduction itself. Also, it has been recorded through abduction experiences that they receive telepathic thoughts and images. A very common thought and image of a message is that the world would destroy itself if it didn't unite into a new age. This is coming from the aliens themselves through telepathic thoughts. Now, what shocked me the most after all this research were the abduction cases that were actually reported of people escaping the UFO phenomenon. That has never been reported before. Joe Jordan, a director and field investigator for MUFON, which is Mutual UFO Network, states in his investigation research group that has discovered that through their research of the abductions, there was a case that stated that calling out the name of Jesus Christ can actually make the abduction experience stop instantly. On their website, ce4research.com, they talk about all the cases that they have on record, and they have them posted. And this is just great because it takes me back to the Bible. In Mark 16, verse 7, "And all these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." And that, just like the Bible says, all you got to do is say the word of the Lord. In Luke 10:17, "And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." It's as plain as day.
You've done your homework on this, Joshua.
Yes, we have to do our homework. But then when Jordan's research group found this out, they kind of took this case to other researchers around the country. And they shared their information, their discoveries with other UFO researchers. Now, when they reported to other UFO researchers within the UFO community that they came across a case that someone escaped the experience, and that's never been recorded before, you know what the two common most answers of these researchers were? First of all, they said, yeah, we've come across other cases like this before, but we didn't know what to make of it, and we didn't want to say anything to the UFO community because it might discredit our research. Now, then Jordan had a very, very alarming thought. This is what is important to understand. The world's top UFO researchers had these particular cases of the abduction escaping experience that has never before in 60 years of research been on record. But this particular case that was a part of the UFO puzzle that the researchers over decades have all been trying to put together. But the fact is, the researchers chose not to share this.
Why?
Not because of its truth, not because of it completing the UFO puzzle, but instead for personal issues. and personal agendas and for them not wanting to be discredited. You know what you call that, George Norrie? You call that a cover-up.
A big one. Let's take some calls, Josh, and we'll keep chatting. Let's go to Matt in Bellevue, Washington on the wild card line. Hey, Matt, you're on with Joshua. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. It's an honor to talk to you and to talk to Joshua. And I've talked to Joshua on Facebook before, and we had a conversation once in regards to the RFID chips and the World War III scenario in like 2018. I was wondering if you could go into detail about that a little bit.
Well, pretty much the RFID chip, it's really being pushed into the public through Obamacare.
Oh, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And everyone needs to go into their wallets and their passports in the past 3 years with the driver's license and 7 years with the passports. They all got them. Even if they say, oh, you don't want the special ID, you don't have to have it. Do a little test, because I did. I paid the extra $80 to get another license. I peeled mine open. Boom,
and
right
there.
There
it was.
There it was. They're giving it to you without your consent. And this control system of the RFID chip is the cherry on top of the occult sundae. Aaron Russo went on record. Aaron Russo was the producer for Trading Places and a huge Hollywood producer.
He was
friends with Nicholas Rockefeller.
The late Aaron Russo.
Yes, and may he rest in peace. But he went on record saying that Nicholas Rockefeller told him that the ultimate goal for this global government is to get everyone chipped and to control the whole society.
No
now,
doubt.
David Icke has done studies on these things, that these chips with a tracking chip and an antenna cord, if they can beam out a signal of where you're at, they can also receive signals. And keep in mind that we all know how electricity works in relevance of water. Our bodies are mainly water. So if they send an electrical signal that manipulates depression or manipulates any kind of emotion that can be sent through an electrical signal, that's actually proven to be done. They can actually physically and mentally control people. And are we going to let this mark of the beast come into our right forearm? And keep in mind, they're going to be very tricky about this. They know that the Christians are their biggest enemy on earth to this new world order, because we keep calling them out. And all these theosophical writers in the Theosophical Society, it's called out in 2 Timothy in the Bible about the doctrines of demons that people will be deceived in the end times.
Is there a war, Joshua, going on, a physical war between them and us?
Well, here's the thing. Their manipulation and their war tactics is the fluoride in the water. It's the GMOs in the food. It's the flu shots and the vaccinations. They're not pulling out a gun. They're just killing us in other ways.
Yeah, they are. East of the Rockies, we go to Addison in Greenville, South Carolina. Addison, go ahead.
Hey, George Norrie. It's a pleasure to be on the radio right now.
Very well.
My dad listened to you in college, and I'm listening to you now, and I'm in college.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I just had one question. How do we equip ourselves right now for what's going on in the world, and what's the best way to defend ourselves with everything that's going on in the culture these days?
Good questions. How do we put up the shield here, Joshua?
Well, know this, because they know it. Knowledge is not power. It's the ultimate power. And if we don't tell people about what the heck is going on, and we just let people, you know, stay in their ignorant bliss bubbles, nothing is ever going to get done. We have to remember that Gandhi freed an entire nation from the British. How did he do it? Peaceful, non-cooperation, just putting your hands up and saying, no more. We don't have no weapons. We see you do. We're just not going to cooperate. We don't want this anymore. Same thing with Dr. Martin Luther King. They just threw their hands up and say, no more. We're not cooperating. That's what we have to do. But before we come to that point, We have to free the minds of the people so they can actually take that one step out of their house and join the ranks of the peaceful nonconformists.
Which is what a fast blast from Cornelius in Louisiana was going to ask you. If we can't stop it, what can we do? And this is exactly what you're saying.
We have to realize that if we don't wake people up, nothing will ever get done. We have to tell people, turn off your tell lie vision. Get your face in the books. Pull it up. They put the answer in the publications in our face. It's in our face. It's on the back of the $1 bill. George Bush, in his second inaugural speech on his second term of president, even said, when our founding fathers declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What's the ancient hope? The new age, the new order of the ages, the new world order. It's in our face. And it was so astounding is that when I was blind and it was all around me, after I woke up, I realized, how could I not see this before? Because it's an elephant in the living room. What, all you got to do is connect the dots and you see it.
What woke you up, Joshua?
What woke me up?
Yeah.
King James Bible.
Really?
Straight up. Because what I did my historical research first. Then I did my current research in the past 200 years, and I found out that there is a secret society organization going on, and they're worshiping Satan. Then I read the Bible. And the Bible, the King James, just, it's a beautiful display and a call out of what the New World Order is all about. Like I said before in 2 Timothy, the doctrines of demons, how in this new research of the UFO alien phenomena of the abductions, people are calling out the name of Jesus and escaping these phenomenons. That's the only type of record they have in the UFO community of people actually escaping the phenomenon. Before this information came up, it was on record in their network that it was impossible to escape a UFO phenomenon. Now people are screaming out Jesus, reading Bible scriptures, and instantly getting beamed back. That says something huge.
What? You also have these Satanists growing and growing and growing in numbers.
Well, absolutely. And what people know about the Satanists is that they know the Bible very well. They're not going to turn to the dark side without knowing what they're going to be losing. The high-up Satanists, if you want to be a high satanic priest, do you know what one of the prerequisites is? You got to be a Catholic priest. You can't be a high Satanist priest without being a high Catholic priest. Look at what Dr. Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Bavarian Illuminati, did. After his Jewish father died, who was a rabbi, he converted to Catholicism, became a priest, and then learned the teachings of Satanism in the French royal court. There's always a pattern with these Satanists. And within this pattern, if the lie is as clear as day, but once you see the lie...
But you're not saying every priest is a Satanist now.
Oh, no, I'm not. No. I'm just saying the prerequisite to be a high Satanist priest is to be a Catholic priest. That's just one of the things. Like, if you want to be in the Club of Rome or the Bilderbergers or the Coven of Golden Dawn in the Illuminati, you got to be a Freemason first. If there's stepping points to what you got to do to make it up into the high echelons of Satanism.
So they want to capture the soul of a priest, don't they?
Absolutely. Now, what we have to understand is that if these Freemasons and these Illuminati members are full-blown Satanists, we always take in the fact, if you research these people, they always come from a Christian background. Because when you join the Freemason church, you're always given a King James Bible and a square and a compass.
Hmm.
And I have gone into so many arguments over these low-degree Freemasons, these first, second, third-degree Master Masons.
Let's take some more calls for you. Oscar in Bakersfield, California. Thanks for holding, Oscar. Go ahead. Oscar? Got to let you go. Let's go to Dave in Coville, Utah, though. You're with us, David?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dave. Thanks. Go ahead.
Good. So, yeah, just like everybody else, it's an honor to talk to you.
You're welcome, sir.
You know, I'm just of the mind that all these conspiracies and stuff, while I'm sure that some of them exist, you know, they're never going to control the world. We're at a juncture right now where we're either going to determine our survival as a species or our destruction.
It's one or the other.
Pardon?
It's going to be one or the other. You're right.
Yeah, it is, you know, and it's up to us. We got to take God and the Illuminati and the devil and all these other conspiracies and stuff and just take them out of the equation and just realize that we are the human race, period. And it's up to us whether we're going to survive or not. You know, it only stands to reason that when technological development supersedes social evolution, that you sow the seeds of, you sow the seeds of your own destruction if you don't realize what you're doing. If you put too much technology in the hands of too few people, then you create an atmosphere where those people can actually assume control of large masses of people. Now, there's just too much, and I'll tell you, there's one big flaw to that one world tyrannical government thing. There is just too much firepower all over the world and too many people that have the desire to be free.
All right, let's get your reaction to that before the break. Go ahead, Joshua.
When you say this one world order conspiracy stuff, I want you to go do me a big favor. I want you to look in the United Nations documentations. Even in the days of John F. Kennedy, he issued an executive order to turn the entire United States military under the control of the United Nations. Now, the United States being the leader of the United Nations and Barack Obama being its first president, we have signed that executive order again under Barack Obama. Now, you say that there's too many people in the world who love freedom, but I understand that. But think of the technology those people of freedom have. Maybe an AR-15, maybe a shotgun, maybe a few handguns. The United Nations got helicopters. The United Nations got F-22 Raptors. The United Nations military might, they got all the nukes. They got all the missiles. People's amount of freedom and how many people there are who want freedom, that doesn't matter in the face of technology. You're not going to do anything about it. If they got all the mass weapons and we have all the guns and they got all, you know, the copters, the planes, the wheelers rolling in.
Would they use them, Joshua?
Absolutely. If we go against them, that's what I was saying before. Peaceful non-cooperation is the only way to win. Look at what we've done in the past. The American Revolution here, did you know the British funded both sides of that war? And the IRS is under the control of the British monarchy under IRS Publication 6209?
Man, you do your homework, Josh, that's to be sure. We're going to come back in a moment. We'll take final phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. Joshua Abraham, our special guest. And again, he's linked up to Facebook through coasttocoastam.com. Next hour, we'll go live to the United Kingdom to talk with Dr. Paul Burley about some ancient mysteries. Make sure you're part of that. George Norrie back at you. Joshua Abraham with us as we talk about, of course, the New World Order. And we'll take your phone calls as well. Joshua, I did get one bizarre email over the commercial break that said, how do you know Joshua's not part of the devil worshipers? I don't think you are, but I'll let you answer it.
You want to know how I'm not a part of the devil worshipers? Because I fully admit that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the one and only Son of God. He is not a depiction of the Age of Pisces with the New World Order, New Age people are trying to pawn him off as. He's not an avatar for the post-Piscean age. He's not a knockoff of Horus. He wasn't a great world teacher, what Maitreya calls him. Josh Abraham is a full-fledged soldier of Jesus Christ, the one and only Son of God. I will die for my faith. I will die for my faith. And any of you Christians out there who won't die for your faith, with all the evidence we have of global governance under the controls of Satanism, now we got the reports of stopping UFO abductions calling out the name of Jesus. We have the evidence, and we know that the true reason behind the persecution of Christianity all over this world and here in America is because of the 1% elite who are full-fledged Freemason, Illuminati, Satanists under the control of the Luciferian doctrine. They know Christianity will be their demise.
Look how powerful they are right now, Joshua. They've got the money. They've got the means. They've got the motive. How do you defeat that?
You defeat it with faith. They can have it all, George. They can take our heartbeats, but they cannot take our souls.
Pasquale, let's go to Santa Barbara. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead, Josh.
I just want to say that is the most important thing we have to understand. If you know the Bible, if you know the Dead Sea Scrolls, you know that the fallen experience two deaths, the death of the body and the death of the soul. We, the believers and the followers of Christ, have one death of the body and the externalization and everlasting living soul that our spirit is in us right now. We live forever. They fall a second time.
Now we go to Pasquale in Santa Barbara. Hi, Pasquale. Go ahead.
George, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to thank Joshua for all the good work he's doing, and I wanted to share 3 points that won't be long, probably less than a minute.
All right, go ahead.
My first point is I was friends, closely involved with the Theosophy group in San Francisco, and there were a lot of so-called Sufis that were connected to the group, and I discovered years later they were pretty big drug dealers. That was one point. But, and now I'm going to ask 2 questions, but I wanted Joshua to respond after I'm done asking him. So, Joshua, I think there is devil worship at Sandy Hook, and I just learned today the Church of Satan has the second largest organization near Sandy Hook. And my third point was I'm a Buddhist, and that Benjamin guy made me sick when I heard him on the radio.
You remember that?
Years ago.
Yeah,
I remember that. I was feeling sick and really weird, but I wanted to say there is a real Maitreya in the Buddhist tradition, the next Buddha, and he's called loving kindness. It has nothing to do with these devil worshippers. And, George, that's my points, but I'm asking you, would you please have Wolfgang Albert on, sir?
We'll check into that.
Yeah, he's a great man, and he's investigating Sandy Hook, and he's a great guy. So thanks for letting me share my ideas.
Okay. Joshua, you familiar with that at all, where you can comment on it?
Well, what you have to understand about the Theosophical Society and what they're going to do as herald in of this Maitreya is just like the Bible tells us about the Antichrist. He's going to come of all lines and all intelligences. He's going to come of all nations. And pretty much what Maitreya is claiming to be is that he's going to be the Imam Mahdi that the Muslims are expecting, the fifth Buddha that the Buddhists are expecting, the Messiah that the Jews are expecting, and the Jesus Christ that the Christians are expecting.
And everybody will believe him initially, won't they?
Well, what they're just like I was saying earlier, what they're going to do, this New World Order, is that they're going to herald in some horrible tragedy, and they're going to turn on that faucet of evil really high. But then they're going to have this great world teacher who's going to come on the scene and explain all of this. He's going to be able to explain to us the UFO phenomenon and the tragedies of war and how unifying into a world religion and a world global government is the only way of human salvation. But it's going to come at an extremely high cost regarding the mark of the beast and massive human depopulation. If you look at Agenda 21, human depopulation is one of the goals. And they can't have a global government with as many people as there are today. They have to bring it down a tone. Bill Gates, who's even gone on record in front of hundreds of people, said that with his investments in vaccinations, with any luck, we will depopulate the planet down to 15% less people. He said that.
Unbelievable.
This is a globalist, one of the most powerful men in the world. And Ted Turner said the exact same thing. This whole global warming lie is to make people surrender their way of life and their constitutional rights into the reality that we have to save the planet.
Well, there's no question that the Illuminati wants to reduce the population dramatically. Let's go to Bonnie, Riverside, California. Bonnie, you're on with Joshua Abraham on Coast to Coast.
Oh, great. Hallelujah. Anyway, you know, God says what's going to happen in the Bible, and Jesus said, fear not, only God reverence, as, you know, he sends us to hell or heaven, and we shall do greater things than he. We don't have to fear anyone if we're living in the Word. Faith is power, and it comes by hearing the Word, you know, that's the truth. And those Satanists that, you know, love the devil, they don't know that he is like the opposite of God, like just a lie, and everything about him is a lie, and he's doomed. And one more thing about the blood moons, like next September is supposed to be October is supposed to be the last one.
Well, we've got two next year and one more this year.
Right. And the last one is on the next year is a Shemitah year. And so a lot of people think that could be the start of the rapture and the tribulation, because the Christians probably aren't going to be here when the Antichrist. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Josh, this timetable, there are many people who think that we're in end times right now. Where do you stand on that?
I'm not going to go with that end time stuff. I'm not going to go with that. I don't buy it, because they've been pushing, you know, I think they're just pushing that. They've been pushing that. If you read your Bibles, if you read historical Bible scriptures of what the French thought in the 1300s and what the Bavarians thought in the 1600s, I mean, they thought all that witchcraft that was appearing in Europe was the end times.
Yeah, every civilization thought they were in the end times. Everyone.
Exactly. I'm not going to bite on that one.
All right.
Because I know in my research, a lot of stuff has to happen before the end times. Number one, they got to give us a third world war that the Freemasons predicted back in 1871. With Albert Pike and Giuseppe Manzeppi.
That'll happen. I agree with that.
These guys fully predicted all three world wars. They nailed the first two. World War I, the Bolshevik Revolution, and create a communist state in Europe. They got it. World War II, create a conflict between British and German ideals, bring about a Zionist state in the state of Palestine under the protection of Great Britain. They got it. Third World War, bring an international devastation between Judaism and Islam that spreads internationally. Now, anyone who knows that if Israel goes to war with Iran, Russia and China are going to back up the Muslim states because they support
right.
and give them all their arms.
And we jump in with Israel.
Right along with Britain. It's just a triad versus another triad, and they form a six of destruction.
What's the clock on that?
I'm not a part of the United Nations. I'm just a researcher. You know what? I realize that you just have to sit back, and you just got to wait for it. As frustrating as that is, I know.
Yeah, it is.
It is very frustrating, because we're just, you know, we're the sheeple to these people. They call us the profane. The 99% are the profane to the Satanists, but the profane can counteract it. You know how you can counteract it? With knowledge and faith. Because just like me, 3 years ago, an agnostic.
I would have loved to have seen you 3 years ago.
Oh, dude, I pointed the finger at everything, but I never did my research. I was just condemnation with no investigation at all.
Did you? You didn't even listen to your father then, did you?
No, I didn't, because I was too busy doing my wakeboarding and my skiing at the time. I was too busy having fun as a kid.
Were you a pretty good skateboarder?
No, I was a snow skier and wakeboarder.
Were you pretty good at that?
Well, I did professional wakeboarding for about 6 years.
Really?
And then, Yeah, I lived in Florida. I worked at the world's best wakeboard camp, did the tour, got in the magazines, and did all that.
Wow.
And then in snow skiing, I did ski racing when I was a kid. Then I was a coach, and then I got a few sponsors to go on the United States free ski tour.
Well, you can still do that and have some fun, right?
Oh, absolutely, but I don't get a thrill from that anymore, George. You know what I get a thrill from? My mom just gave me that extensively huge book written by Carol Quigley called Tragedy and Hope. I can't wait to dip into that sucker.
Let's go to Johnny in San Pedro, California. Johnny, thank you for calling.
Hey, George. Huge fan of Coast to Coast.
Thank you.
Huge fan of you, too. I want to preface this with giving you a little background on myself just so I give you a little insight to where I'm coming from. I was former Marine, a couple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Right. Thanks for serving.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you for serving.
Hey, you're welcome. But I have to take contention with your assumption, which is, I think, pretty naive to think that the UN is kind of like this overpowering force that just, you know, a couple guys with rifles like we've got here in the States cannot defeat the UN. That's what they're doing in Afghanistan right now. You know, you've got a bunch of guys with simply rifles, shotguns, bolt-action rifles who are defeating not just the United States, but, you know, an international security force.
And the Russians.
And the Russians. So how do you actually think, especially people like Americans, cannot stand up to the UN?
Oh, no. He's saying that we can stand up to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know how you defeat people with guns who are in power? You get a whole bunch of people with no guns with their hands in their ear saying that we don't want to do this anymore.
We're not gonna
if you're
going to
take a shot, we know who the bad guy is.
We're
you know what happened in Dr. Martin Luther King in his march? First they shot him. Then they're like, oh, that makes us look bad. Then they sent in the dogs. Well, that made him even look even worse. You know what they resulted to?
They couldn't stop it.
No, they resulted to fire hoses. To just blast them back, like, go back to work, go back to your homes, just keep conforming. They just said no. Gandhi did the exact same thing. Look how well it turned out. If we just say no more, we're not paying an income tax that doesn't exist.
But you got to do it in mass. You can't do it a few people. You can't do it in piecemeal. Let's go back to Johnny, because I don't think he was able to finish. Johnny, go ahead. Johnny did finish.
Okay.
Very good. Let's go to Ed in Tulsa. Eddie, go ahead.
George, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
And Josh, I enjoy listening to you. And listen, keep standing up for Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm one of these people that believes that the rapture will be taking place very soon. Now, I'm not going to sit here and give you a time or day because we don't know that, obviously. But I believe without a doubt the tribulation hour will probably start more than likely sometime the latter part of this year, mid-tribulation, being 17. But now, the rapture, the UFO deception, and that's what it is. It's a deception to get believers to think, oh, my God, millions of people disappeared. Aliens have abducted these people. Now, this scenario is so easy to see. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine back in 1985 at work, and he moved here, him and his wife, to go to Ramey Bible School to be a minister. Good attitude. Always smiled. Most Christian people smile all the time. I said, Tim, what do you think about the UFO phenomenon? Now, this is back in the 80s. He just looked at me with that usual smile. I said, Ed, that's the devil's deception. Now, I didn't even know what it meant at that time. But as time went on and when they started ramping up the UFO conversations, now we're being bombarded by it. Everywhere you turn, you can't turn the TV on. Hardly on any channel without hearing conversations about UFOs, aliens, and blah, blah, blah. And I think they're getting ready because Satan knows the rapture is going to take place. Millions of people are going to disappear. He's got to have a way to take the attention away from Jesus Christ. One more thing, let me add this too. I was levitated above the bed back in 1993. I'd just come out of the hospital. I'd been listening to Christian television for a solid week, nonstop, okay? So I was filling my mind full of the Holy Ghost. And I was in bed that one night when I came home from the hospital, and all of a sudden I felt my body rise above the bed. Now, I'm one of these kind of people that don't go around talking crazy stuff like that, okay, unless it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
I felt my body rise above the bed, and I just called out the name of Jesus Christ, and my body just very gently went right back down to bed. And I'll never forget that as long as I live. That was 1993, May of 93. I'll never forget that. And couple other times I used the same thing. The name of Jesus Christ, I was sitting in my chair one night just before my wife passed away, and this has only been about a little over 2 years ago, and all of a sudden I had this evil presence around me. I don't know how to explain it to you. It was like something was trying to envelop me in evil. You know, you could feel it just closing in on you like a cloud, you know? And I just simply said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave me alone at once. Now, I had no idea who it was or what it was. I just knew it was evil. And by calling the name of Jesus Christ, and I'm telling you, man, that is the most powerful thing in the world that you can possibly say.
It works for you if you believe it. Joshua, I've only got a couple minutes left. I want to wrap up this with you. So over the next course, let's say of the next few years, are we going to see anything dramatic with these Satanists?
I'm not a Satanist, so I don't know. But what I can tell the people is to arm yourselves. Arm your minds with knowledge. Research this, what we're talking about. You will see how the truth is revealed by the results, and there is a reason that the satanic-controlled governments, central banks, and religious institutions like the Vatican, keep in mind, Pope Francis is on trial right now for child trafficking. He's in the International Court of Common Law right now on trial for child trafficking. That these high up one percenters, they are discrediting and doing everything they can to get rid of Christianity. Why? And they're not attacking Muslims. They're not attacking Buddhists. They're not attacking Hindus. They're going after the Christians because they know that the Christians who are born again Christians, that's their worst enemy because they know the scripture. They know the tricks of the devil. They know how Jesus always talked about the deceive, how the dark sides will always deceive us. And that caller you had before, how he's talking about how they're setting up the UFOs to explain the rapture and just call alien UFO abductions. I couldn't agree with that theory ever more because Satan's setting us up for a massive deception. And for years we've been taught that these UFOs are possible highly evolved human beings or highly evolved species. But when you have cases that have been covered up by saying the word of Christ is the only record that they have escaping the UFO abduction phenomenon, that says a lot.
That's the clock. Joshua, thank you for being on the program. And I got to point out on record that the Pope has called human trafficking a crime against humanity. So you got to be careful with some of those internet-based fable stories. We'll be back as we go live to the United Kingdom to talk about what did the ancients do? What messages were they trying to give us?